Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says recent agreements guide Iran-Argentina relations in its appropriate route. Iran produces various long-range radar systems. Iran will start exporting more gasoline by 2014 when underway oil refinery development projects come on stream. At least three civilians were killed in a car bomb explosion near the Syrian capital city of Damascus. And Saudi-backed Bahraini forces attacked memorial service for a teenage boy. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says Iranian officials welcome bilateral agreements with Argentina aimed at settling the AMIA issue and that such an important agreement will guide Iran-Argentina relations in its appropriate route. Addressing reporters on Tuesday, Rami Imamparast said the Zionist regime is the only regime which is concerned over Tehran-Buenos Aires agreements. He said the growing relations between Iran and Argentina will surely help answer the questions on the terrorist attack on AMIA building in 1994. Commenting on a report about possible proposals by the P5+1 group in the upcoming talks with Iran in Kazakhstan, Imamparast said the statements by Western media cannot be taken into consideration as long as they have not been directly presented by the group. Also referring to Iran-Venezuela ties, Imamparast noted that Tehran-Caracas relations pose no threat to the interests of other countries. He said that the great potentials and wider-scale cooperation between Iran and Latin American countries can also benefit other countries in the region. Now, Iran's defense minister says the Islamic Republic is producing various long-range radar systems which can cover a distance of up to 3,000 kilometers. Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi said on Tuesday that radars with the capture range of 500 and 700 kilometers have been produced in the country, adding that building of new such devices with a range of 1,000 to 3,000 kilometers is underway. The Iranian defense minister also noted that some of these indigenous radars will be used in detecting satellites. He further said that Iran will unveil new defense achievements in the fields of radar, vessels, flying boats, and submarines in the coming months. Earlier on Monday, Vahidi said Iran will soon unveil various combat and reconnaissance unmanned aerial vehicles, which will play an instrumental role in promoting the country's defensive power. Now, Iran's oil minister says the country will start exporting more gasoline by 2014 when underway oil refinery development projects come on stream. Addressing oil ministry personnel on Tuesday, Rostam Qasemi said Iran is in good conditions in terms of gasoline production capacity and all our refinery development projects would soon come on stream. He also played down the impact of tough sanctions imposed against Iran's energy sector, saying the restrictions have failed to stop Iran's oil industry from running. Iran's premium gasoline output is expected to increase by 12 million liters per day with the launch of the first phase of the Persian Gulf Star refinery within months. Earlier this month, the U.S. imposed new sanctions on Iran's energy sector in an attempt to force the country to halt its nuclear energy program. Now, the Iranian intelligence ministry said in a statement on Tuesday that it has summoned and later released a number of reporters and journalists after briefing them about their rather unwilling links and connections with a media spy network run by the BBC in Iran. The statement, which was the third since the intelligence ministry embarked on investigating suspicious connections with the BBC and some other Western-led media, said during the trend of investigations, a number of people who were not aware of the nature of the network were called in and were briefed about the covert goals and ill intentions of the network. The statement said that four of the summoned people are on the run and one of them has escaped the country. The statement said that the intelligence ministry watched the operations and moves of the network for months and collected the needed judicial proofs and evidence before it made the arrests. Now, at least three civilians have been killed and more than 20 others injured in a car bomb explosion near the Syrian capital city of Damascus. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but most of the bombings in Syria are carried out by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front, which is fighting against the Syrian government. Foreign-backed insurgents have also fired mortar shells at a hospital and a school in Damascus. The attack only caused material damage. Meantime, at least 20 people, including children, were killed after a rocket hit three adjacent buildings in the northern city of Aleppo. Activists say the rocket attacks also left another 25 missing, who are believed to be trapped under the rubble. And before we continue, here is a recap of our top stories. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says recent agreements guide Iran-Argentina relations in its appropriate route. Iran produces various long-range radar systems. Iran will start exporting more gasoline by 2014 when underway oil refinery development projects come on stream. At least three civilians were killed in a car bomb explosion near the Syrian capital city of Damascus. And Saudi-backed Bahraini forces attack memorial service for a teenage boy in the country. But as I just mentioned, Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have attacked a memorial service for a teenage boy who was shot dead by security forces during an anti-regime demonstration. Witnesses say regime forces on Tuesday fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse hundreds of people who gathered in the village of Daya to pay tribute to Hussein al-Jaziri, the latest victim of Manama crackdown on protests. They also chanted the slogans against the ruling al-Khalifa family. Bahrainis have been staging demonstrations since mid-February 2011 demanding political reform and a constitutional monarchy. Scores of people have been killed, many of them under torture while in custody, and thousands more detained since the popular uprising in Bahrain began. Now, thousands of Shia Muslims in Pakistan continued in Ghetto for a third consecutive day on Tuesday after a sectarian attack left 89 people dead on Saturday. Protests were also held across all major cities in the country. In Karachi, which is the biggest Pakistani city, protesters held sit-in demonstrations, blocking several main roads and a railway track. Protesters said authorities need to protect residents in Quetta.
Steps should be taken for peace in Quetta. Sending message of condolence or arrival of the Prime Minister will not be sufficient. Practical measures should be in place, which is not visible so far.
Now at least 800 Palestinian inmates go on hunger strike in Zionist regime's jail to show unity with other Palestinians living in the same condition. The Palestinian inmates started an indefinite hunger strike after a call by Palestinian political factions. The initiative was aimed to challenge the plight of prisoners inside Zionist regime's jails. Most of the inmates are tolerating administrative detention, which is a sort of imprisonment without trial or charge. Administrative detention allows Tel Aviv regime to imprison Palestinians for up to 6 months. The detention order can also be renewed for an indefinite period of time. In other news, Zionist regime forces have clashed with Palestinian protesters during demonstrations held in the West Bank to voice support for four Palestinian inmates who are currently on hunger strike. The harmful impact of traffic noise has been scientifically proven, and officials are also focused on the noise generated by vehicles engines. EU lawmakers have now voted to adopt a more lenient position on noise limits for cars. Our correspondent in Lisbon has this scoop.
The European Parliament supported a new law to tone down traffic noise. The proposal, which still needs to be negotiated with European Union member states, sets out new limits to the noise a standard car and more powerful vehicles can make. For those who perceive noises and sounds at a deeper level and use them as guides to move around the city, a change of policies may represent new challenges. Considered to be a symbol of development and welfare, cars are, according to the European Parliament, responsible for physical draining, cardiovascular diseases, and disrupt organ functions.
Yes, in Paris, yes. We have a lot of traffic, and I think so, yes, it's not good for the human, for environment. But you know, in all big city, we have this problem. So we are used to we used to live with the noise. So for us, it's normal. You know, it's not good, but it's normal for us.
However, most people sense traffic noise as normal and not as a priority for improving living conditions in European cities. The current draft legislation aims to reduce the noise for standard cars from 74 dBs to 68 dBs. This measure is seen as essential to decrease the audio pollution levels.
Places like this garden are almost like an oasis inside European cities. It is possible here to hear more than just the noise of cars. It is possible here to imagine how it would be to live in a less noisy city. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kabar, Lisbon.
Now, more than 200 Iberia flights were cancelled on Tuesday as workers at loss-making Spanish flag carrier Iberia stopped for a second day of a five-day strike. On Tuesday, police vans lined the arrival area of terminals at Madrid's airport. The protesters had clashed with police, with officers beating some of the strikers to prevent them from entering the terminal. Iberia has cancelled 415 flights between Monday and Friday, although a total of around 1,200 flights operated by various airlines will be grounded because of the lack of handling services at Spanish airports. Some passengers said they were not being advised about cancellations.
The strike will cause so many problems. To move and go to work will be difficult for many. Still, I think workers have the right to do it.
I can feel more solidarity from people now. They understand us better. Everyone has a relative or a friend who has real problems at work, and they understand that our reasons are not futile.
Now, elsewhere in Europe, public transport workers went on a strike across Italy on Tuesday, just days before parliamentary elections. Tram, bus, and metro workers took part in the action to protest pay and job cuts. Thousands of commuters in Rome were affected by the action, with queues of people waiting at bus stops in the hope that they would be able to get to work. Italians are preparing to vote in parliamentary elections on February 24th and 25th.
A mine wasn't on it. Iberia didn't tell me anything. They just washed their hands, just like in the last strike. They left me on the list, and they have told me the only other flights to my destination is full. They are not giving me solutions.
The company canceled the flight and didn't advise us, and they have no tickets left. They want to charge us 250 euros for a ticket for a trip we have already paid for. They didn't tell us anything, and now we want to be reimbursed and to be covered by insurance.
Now, a string of shootings after apparent carjacking in Southern California on Tuesday left at least four people dead, including the suspected gunman. Two others were also injured before the suspected gunman shot and killed himself after officers found him in a stolen vehicle and pursued him into the city of Orange in California. According to police sources, the shooting went on for 25 minutes in six locations. The United States experienced several mass killings in 2012, and on December 14, a gunman killed 20 children and six adults at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Well, that's it for me now. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.